Should be a quick one.
Mm-hmm. Hour, maybe.
I like that.
Like, I'm...
Oh, man.
Are we live?
You're alive.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hello, everyone. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything. And welcome back to another episode of Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy Eights. This is episode 103, Vrains in Space. And I am joined by the one, the only, Nicholas T. Nick T., how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, dude.
Dude, I think me and you, just the two of us, have done, like, the most, like, for Go
yeah,
Rush.
Yeah.
I feel like this is, like, the third or fourth time it's ended up just being me or you.
Yeah, probably third or fourth.
Third
yeah.
or fourth. So I feel like we have a lot of the experience kind of bouncing back.
Yeah.
The chemistry, absolutely. Well, that, and we've known each other for 25 years.
That
probably helps a little bit. Want to thank all you guys for tuning in, making us a part of your Wednesday nights, Thursday mornings, or wherever you are or listening from in this big, beautiful world. The Go Rush Watch Along was a little bit of a fiasco. 80K Emotions and TV Tokyo have put in like a new bot system. So that stream was broken up into four different live streams that all ended up getting blocked. Even the one where we showed 2 minutes worth of visuals at the end to finish the episode got blocked. They all got blocked while we were live, except the last one that got blocked about 20 minutes later. So yeah, we're going to play around with some things, but remember the sevens subbed watch-alongs were not really a thing. We didn't really do live streams for those because of the TV Tokyo bot detection. The beautiful thing with Go Rush, at least for the first 102 episodes, is it didn't have that. So I took the most advantage of it. We probably did like 70, 80 live subbed watch-alongs. I don't want to say sadly those days might be over, but we're going to have to try some things, whether it's muting the audio, showing the screen blocked. You know, it's probably not going to be the same experience as it was for a lot of people that watched that segment. So, you know, we'll keep you updated on that, of course.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because it's like, at what point does the quality get so diminished that it's not, like, I don't even feel comfortable showing
right,
it.
Right, like, no audio, no visual.
Black
like,
and you, white, yeah. Right, the video scrambled.
Yeah, you guys just have to watch it on your own and watch me watch it.
Right, yeah, which, like, at that point, I'd rather just do a reaction, because then I can chop up parts, and, like, you'll still get, like, you know, the full idea. But I do love those subbed watch-alongs. That's been probably the second most like consistent, longest running segment on this channel outside of this podcast, which has been going strong now for about 7 years. So
wow,
you know that yeah
weird to say.
Final year of Reigns, and then two for sevens, two for go, so 5 years, 5 years, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, yeah,
not 7 years.
You've been doing it for about
I've been doing YouTube for over 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. And we got maybe 8 more left. We'll see what the future
maybe,
brings.
Maybe even more than that.
Maybe more than that. Maybe 28. Maybe 38.
Wow.
We'll see. Yeah. Who knows? Now I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But yes, want to thank all you guys for being here. We are going to break down episode 103. Dredger, Pete, Cal, obviously not able to make it. They're all doing well. Hopefully they'll be back next week. But, you know, I always say it at the end of these podcasts, you guys take time out of your very busy lives yeah. to join me in person. I mean, Dredger's got like a 35, 40 minute drive that he's got to make.
No.
45, you think?
No, less.
Not that much less. 25, maybe?
It's probably between 20 and 25.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, I drive like
you drive
16,
like 15.
16 to, like, yeah. it varies.
So, yeah, I always thank you guys at the end because it's true. Everybody's got very busy juggling acts and, you know, it's really cool. Another kind of, not to make this the podcast of sadness and somber thoughts.
Oh, God.
But I was thinking about it as we enter here, Go Rush Season 3, probably the final season of Go Rush. Whether it is or isn't the final season of Go Rush, it doesn't really matter. This is probably the last full season that we will be all together doing these episodes in person.
You texted me that right? earlier today, and I was like, oh, like it's bittersweet. Cause it's like, oh, we're all, you know, doing different things with our lives, moving, you know,
I mean,
wherever.
From that perspective, it sucks.
Yeah.
You know,
in a way, that from that perspective, it's cool, where it's like everybody's like...
Oh, I meant not being able to do this in person
that's what
every
I mean.
Week.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
from
exactly.
that perspective,
I'm
it
like,
is
oh,
cool.
That's
yeah,
why
yeah,
it's
yeah.
bittersweet, yeah. it's like, oh, it's awesome that everybody's like living their life, and that's super cool. But like
yeah.
the fact that, one, we'd be able to see each other less, and these would not be in person, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Like,
now, I'm sure some episodes will still definitely be in
person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can make it happen.
It'll be more remote. And, of course, that's because in next year, a lot of us are kind of planning to move, leave the area. So, you know, just happens.
I'll just drive 2 hours each way on a Wednesday night.
I know. Well, that's the other thing. The Wednesday night makes it also very, very difficult. But we'll see. You never know where people will end up. That's the thing. If you end up 5 minutes down the road, me and you can be in person. We can phone the other guys.
If I move to Philly, it's a 30 and 40 minute drive.
Yeah, that's what Dredger does now. So it works.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Next year, this season, it's going to be a fun one. And we start here in episode 103. Before we get into the thoughts on 103, summaries for 104, 105, 106 have all dropped an hour and a half ago. So we're going to be bringing you guys those summaries. We'll talk a little bit about the opening and ending, which I did watch. And I recorded myself reacting to both, although I do not think I'm going to post the opening reaction because it definitely seems like it's kind of a placeholder.
Definitely.
At least I hope. Otherwise, that opening is terrible. But
yeah, not great visually.
No, I have to imagine it's a placeholder. Too many shots from prior seasons. What? The song is good.
The song's great.
Oh, the one shot of the girls.
Yeah, you know. We have a lot to talk about.
Okay. Thank you to everybody who donated or super chatted 2 weeks ago. Thank you to Stinkfly, Electric Kevin, Philip Rosewood, Colin Cleave, ZX, Jamie Kaslana, Gravity Hero, TNX Railways, Shark Messiah, Yusaki Fujiki Fan 420, Limestone, The Pink Penguin, Natalie, Solid Snack, Delayed on MTA, Angie, and Zion. Huge thank you to all of you. Cannot tell you how much the donations help me, help the channel. There's two ways to donate, the Super Chat function or the link in the description. I do get a larger percentage from the link in the description. If you donate with a message, it will always be read on the stream, but there is no pressure to donate at all. I just appreciate you being here, watching, listening, whatever you're doing. So, Nick T., we had to wait a week.
We did have to wait a week.
103 is here. What were your thoughts, man? You want to start us off?
Why don't you start us off?
Okay. You got to fill that caliber role.
I know. I had to. Unless you want me to.
No. I'll start. I'll be totally honest with you guys. The episode was fine.
Yeah.
You know, it was good. It was good. I mean, it wasn't great or wonder. You know, I wasn't, at the edge of my seat. It wasn't bad. It was fine.
Yeah.
I'm feeling fine about it, but that's exactly how I was expecting to feel, because with the season starter episodes, you expect more comedy, you expect more goofiness. I did like how they introduced the new character, and I actually did like the new character, CPT, which I feel like is a play on ChatGPT.
That's exactly
right,
what I thought.
100%.
It's without a doubt.
And I know they did the abbreviations with, Curry.
Right, yeah. Paper.
Paper scroll, and then T was something else.
I forget what
so
T
they
was.
Made it work, but it felt AI. ChatGPT is so big.
Yeah.
If CPT kind of
makes
felt
sense,
like that.
Both, it's AI to AI.
Yeah, and I'm watching the episode, and I'm yelling. I'm like, did these people not watch Vrains, man? When
they
you give
learn.
Artificial intelligence sentience, it never, never goes well.
When will you learn?
No, that your actions have consequences. What is that? What is that from?
The Sonic Kid.
Oh, that's right.
On YouTube.
Yeah, the Sonic Kid. Shout out to the Sonic Kid. Anyway, I like that. The episode had a couple of funny things. Like, I feel like they kind of broke the fourth wall a little bit at the beginning of this episode.
Okay.
When he said, man, it's been like so long since we've last been to Earth.
3 days.
The first thing I thought, no, hours. It was hours.
Oh, shit, hours.
The
That's
first
right, three
thing
hours,
I thought
yes.
was, oh, time skip. Here we go.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was the writers kind of messing with us a little bit. Especially because between season one and season two, there was a time skip.
Yeah, 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah.
So when he said that, I'm like, oh, it's how long have they been out here? Mm-hmm. And then it's the joke of, oh, yeah, we can still see Earth.
I loved that.
I felt like that was, I got to give credit there. That was presented really, really well.
Really well.
I thought that was very, very funny because we're always thinking between seasons, are we going to get a time skip? Are we not going to get a time skip? How long is the time skip going to be? So that was actually, I thought, really well done. The character spoke with these really different vocal inflections, which I thought fit. I thought the concept of an artificial intelligence being with sentience, feeling like they are superior to every other life form, fits that trope well, and it makes sense. Like, they are the ultimate being, God complex. We saw that with Lightning, right? In Yu-Gi-Oh! Vrains, that was Lightning's big thing. And that's just a very common trope. But also the play style I really, really liked. Where it's this AI trying to see all the cards, trying to get all the data that they possibly can to make the best possible decisions. That play style was a really, really cool play style. And so I actually, and the monsters were awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the monsters that CBT used were really, really cool.
It was interesting seeing, like, the I mean, as they sometimes do, but, like, so closely the play style mirroring what the character is.
Yes.
So it's like, of course an AI is going to want to see and learn.
Yeah.
It's generative, like, it's
picking
it's
up all the data.
It's trained. Yeah, exactly.
If an AI knows what cards you're about to draw, it can best deduct, you know, what,
how
and
to
like,
play.
Humans try to do that with Yu-Gi-Oh as well, but an AI, you know, can move and simulate scenarios quicker than really most human minds can. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I loved that play style. And so there were elements of this episode I really liked. And I think, like, moving, it's exactly what I expected a season starter episode to be. Yeah. And that's not a bad thing. Like, it wasn't underwhelming. It was good. It was good.
Yeah. No, I think if you look at a grand scheme, of course, it's going to be like a little underwhelming. But if you're looking one to one, the start of every arc, it's exactly what you'd expect. And yeah. I feel the same way.
I didn't think of that in a bad way.
No, like, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, of course we're going to start off slow. Like, we have to ease into where we're at now. And I thought it was a fun, interesting, kind of quirky, as we've seen with the show in general, way of introducing a character, creating a character. It's kind of funny. In the sense that, like, we knew we were traveling somewhere and, you know, things are going slow. And it's going to be funny to look back and be like, we made it this far because of a curry explosion.
Yeah.
So, like, that's how we traveled faster than the speed of light because of a curry explosion. Which is, like, it's on face value, I'm like, oh, that's kind of stupid. But, like, I take a step back, I look at what this show is, I'm like, that's hilarious.
You know what also is kind of terrifying? They're traveling at the speed of light, and Dormammu sees something out the window.
See that?
And I imagine that's the same character we see at the end of this episode on the ship.
I agree.
That's a character that you're telling me is able to travel at the speed of light.
Yeah, faster than the speed of light.
That just kind of puts a little bit into perspective of the power scaling that I think we're going to see with this upcoming villain group.
I very much agree.
And they're following exactly what they did in the Goa Siblings. They're following exactly what they did in that arc where Epoch shows up in episode one, duels Otis.
Yes.
Episode one of season two, of course. And then episode two is Uro.
Yeah, Epoch is the one dueling Otis.
Swirly. I'm sorry. Swirly.
You're making the Swirly,
you know,
to Epoch.
You know,
comparison.
And I think I did that during the watch along too. I'm just, right. I view them so similarly. Uro. Mm-hmm. Duels Yuga in the second episode of that season, and that's how the siblings get introduced. So much like we see the silhouettes on the poster, and we've been, you know, discussing and theorizing since mid-December, since Jump Festa, we've been theorizing about these guys for the better part of 4 months. We don't see them. Yeah. We see them a little bit, right? Assuming this character is the one on the poster. And I think episode two, I'm confident episode two, we're going to finally see them. And,
yeah, I mean, that, like, almost definitely, based on the preview that we're shown, it's definitely one of the characters on the poster. You can see the half of the face. I don't know if you saw that picture of the poster.
I should.
We're going to click through it.
Well, I don't know what is which.
Dude, of course you don't, because you don't name anything. You don't delete anything.
Okay.
It's absolutely the guy in the top right.
You think it's the top right guy?
Yeah, without a doubt from me. He's got that similar face covering thing. Like, it's, I'm almost positive that's who it is. Yeah. So, like, having them introduced this quickly, I like that a lot. Obviously they're a force to be reckoned with just on speed alone and the ability to travel in space, the ability to travel in shadows because, again, I know we're going into the next episode territory. But, like, seeing that...
That's fine. I mean, these are our villains.
Yeah, these are our villains. But seeing, at least in the preview, it literally him rising from being a shadow. He's not walking out. He is a shadow, and then he is not.
Yeah.
So it's wild. But and that was, like, really... I think I find it interesting in this episode that the only person to see it or acknowledge it is Epoch. Like, should we see it? And Dormammu's looking at the window, and then we got a flash to Epoch's eye, like, in shock.
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's gone. So, like, I think that's very interesting. I can see maybe that swirly comparison, but in this sense, a little different, maybe.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But that innocent character there, like, kind of, you know,
Yeah, I don't believe that Pac will have some sort of turn like Swirly did.
I don't think so either.
They were just similar, and I thought how they were presented. But
I agree, yeah.
Epoch, I think, is the smartest one on this ship. I mean, can we talk
maybe,
about
yeah.
the logistics of these four controlling this ship and navigating it? I mean,
it's not great.
It's terrible.
And to make matters worse, the AI is reckless as well.
Yeah, the AI is terrible.
I looked
the
away, AI- and now we're about to crash into a planet. Sorry. I mean, come
yeah.
on.
What a joke of an AI. By the way, that makes me believe that the AI was fully aware they were headed for this planet and didn't want to stop it. It's
yeah,
still
it kind
of bitter. Yeah, it didn't care. Probably wants to see how they would react to it so they yeah. can it can get data.
But I like it. I like the character.
I do too. And like, I don't know. Like, what did you make of CPT? Do you think they're, it seems like they're going to kind of join for comedic. They're going to join our group now a little bit. I hate to be the guy to start chucking out theories
no,
20 minutes
it.
Into this
you
season.
Love
no,
it.
I hate it.
No,
it's
no,
such
you
a
don't.
Burden, man. I hate it. I hate to be that guy. I just feel with AI and with a character introduced in the first episode,
mm-hmm.
when usually they do set up things in these opening episodes of seasons, I feel like there's going to be something with CPT that is going to not bode very well for our heroes.
I agree.
Whether it's the villain group that uses CPT or maybe set CPT up as a bug and CPT was like always being like a kind of a spy for them.
I totally agree.
I just feel like CPT still being around the way that it was presented in this episode, I feel like that is going to be a plot point down the road this season.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't know if it's necessarily aware that it's a spy or something, but I do think something's going to happen regarding that. It's almost too easy of an integration into our team.
Yeah.
Like, we created this thing. It is almost...
It was against our
It was against
team.
Our team.
Yeah.
Has a disdain for humanity and life forms.
That didn't change after the duel, by
no,
the way.
Did not change after
like,
the
duel. Like, we see CPT, and it still has the same personality.
Yeah.
So, it does let them out of the light space.
Yeah.
Or the light speed, which was nice. But, like, yeah, this is still, like, a slightly malicious AI program.
Yeah,
I don't
even,
like
even
it at all.
Even if the malice is, like, comedic, I think it could become not comedic in terms of, like...
Agreed.
It either being manipulated to sort of rat on our team or whatever the case may be. I think something does not bode well for our team.
Yeah. As for the duel, Udius picks up a nice win. Good win for Udius.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a well-deserved win, especially because the AI literally knew everything that he was doing, which is a play style I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the Transamu fusion monster that was on the poster.
Super sick.
Yeah, so what did you think of the duel? You like the duel?
I like the duel, yeah. I think CPT's... play style really kept us on our toes. Like, it was a really interesting duel because of that.
And it was cool actually knowing what cards Udius was going to draw. It was cool knowing what cards he had set.
Right.
Like, I feel like that is always a piece of mystery when you're watching a duel.
You don't know what
But in this
got.
Case, like, we knew everything. And if you're someone who's very privy to Rush duels, you're like, okay, Udius is going to draw these four cards. Maybe he'll do this combo or that combo. And I feel like that was kind of a cool, different element
sure.
in this episode.
And I think what makes it extra interesting is that he knows that CPT knows that. So he has to play around it and kind of outsmart the computer.
Yeah, and he did by
and
going
did.
To the extra deck
exactly.
with the fusion.
So
yeah.
I thought that was super interesting.
Yeah, because the one thing that CPT did not know is what that fusion monster was going to be.
Right.
And it's very fitting that fusion monster is what won the duel for him. Yeah. So obviously new seasons here. We've got a few new elements, not just of course the episode itself. We've got the opening and the ending. The opening, yeah. I mean, it's got
to
change, right? There were way too many shots that were reused of season two, season one stuff. There was no new characters in the opening.
None.
Which that is asinine.
Yeah.
So there's no way that is going to stay true.
I can't foresee it staying that way.
No.
Like, obviously, like...
Feels like a filler opening.
The B-roll with, like, monsters and, like, fine.
Yeah, there's elements of it that will stay. Like the whole intro and the rush, that'll stay. And that was fine.
Yeah.
That was cool looking. But there were too many shots of...
It's like, I've seen this before.
Things we've seen before. Yeah. You know, a lot of shots of Udius and Zuijo, which is shots that are recycled.
It's also kind of weird because...
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Zuijo is, as far as we know, not around.
Yeah, he's not alive.
He's definitely not alive. Now, maybe he'll be around in like 10 episodes.
Right.
Who knows? But like... there's no need to have such a Yuri Oswego focus on this opening.
No.
Like, if you want to have a shot
of... Two consecutive shots, by the way.
Yeah, two consecutive... The shot of Yuri Oswego and then the pan-out shot. Beautiful shot. Fits in season one. Yeah. Even season two, you want to argue fine. Yep. It's definitely a season one-esque shot. But that pan-out shot lasts, like, 7 seconds. And for an opening, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, an opening should be fluid, have a lot of movement.
Like,
so those are two
screenshots. Emphasis on it. And it's like, okay, but why?
Yeah, 100%. So...
The song was great, though. I really liked the song. It was like kind of, you know, like I said with the snippet, theatrical and fun. It keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But I really want a visual that reflects that.
I think we'll get it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And it could be a case where they're like, hey, we're not formally introducing any of the new villain group until episode 104.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah. We're not showing you the opening until episode 104.
I like that.
Going to be our approach.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
That's great.
Yeah. As long as it changes. I'm not going to be harsh. I'm not going to be critical.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to change.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now,
I agree.
If we go five episodes and it doesn't
and
change.
And then now we can start talking.
I might say it could be the worst opening in all of Yu-Gi-Oh! But I'm not going to say that.
No, you, yeah.
Because we're only, because it's going to change. Yeah. It's going to change. Hypothetically. It's going to change. I'm not worried about it. As for the ending,
I find it very interesting.
What an amazing ending.
Yeah, no, I really
like it. The song is great.
The song's fantastic.
And also the visuals. I think it's, again, the first time in Yu-Gi-Oh! History. I just made the short where Yuumu, first girl, in a season finale duel. I think it's the first time in Yu-Gi-Oh! History all girl characters featured in the opening and ending.
Yep.
And it is very well deserved because Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush, from a quantity and quality perspective, has the best cast of girl characters in any Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yes.
If you want to argue Aoi Zaizen is your favorite girl of all time,
great.
Aki is your favorite girl of all time, that's fine. I wouldn't even push back on it too much.
No, cool. I like that.
Asuka, all right, now we're pushing it a little bit, but fine. But the argument ends immediately when you look at the quantity.
Yeah.
Because Go Rush has Yuumu, who's been a little disappointing.
She's on
the up and up. Has Rovian, who's been good.
Yeah.
Asaka, who's been good.
Yeah.
Gohai Yuna, who I think is maybe the best girl in all of Yu-Gi-Oh!
You could make the argument, especially...
And then there's other girl characters like Ron that our friend Caliber really likes.
Yeah.
Mitsuko, that people love.
We all love it, yeah.
All love Mitsuko. And there's Dinwa.
Basketball.
Okay, well, now we're just naming.
No,
but like the thing with like 5Ds, Vrain, you know, Vrainsad, Aoi, and then Emma. Even if you want to say, oh, Emma is in that, like, upper
echelon
tier.
But then it drops off after that.
There's nobody else.
Well, there's,
Who else?
Vyra, but, like...
Oh, Vyra.
Again, yeah, it kind of drops
off. Right, that's what I mean.
She only dueled...
Once?
Is it really once?
Only dueled once. Yeah, against Aoi. Not just once.
Wow. She appears more than that. I think that's why...
She does appear more than that, but that's what I mean. From a quantity perspective, Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush has the best set of girl characters.
I agree.
And it's celebrated in this ending.
It is.
And but I loved it for that reason.
I do love it for that reason. I think the song's great. I think the visuals are really great. But I do think they're particularly interesting. I feel like there's something there. Like, obviously, it's not giving us anything
plot-wise. I've only seen it once. I've got to really dig
deep. Even just watch, like, for at least second watch for me, I'm like, yes, it's our girl characters. And, like, we're almost, like, in this ambiguous place. They're all like wearing this like sort of ethereal, you know, clothing, all white, but it's like Yuumu is not with us right now.
Yeah,
surrounded by, you know, the girls she loves, like her friends, kind of having, I don't know,
and Goa Yuna
spiritual
just got,
and weird for someone who's not amongst the other three.
And Goa Yuna just got kicked in the teeth.
Her
journey could change in a very drastic way. Like, I am putting some Bitcoin. Now, I'm not a crypto guy. I'm putting some money into the Bitcoin of Gohai Yuna potentially being a threat to our main characters in this upcoming season. Because she could... being so desperate to get back to Yuga.
Okay.
Being so desperate
Makes
to get back
decisions.
To him that she does whatever it takes.
Yeah, some...
Whatever it takes.
Desperate times
That's the
for
vibe I got towards the end of the season.
I can see that.
And so I can view her character as one that is in kind of that gray moral area. Yeah. At least theorizing, Yuumu is certainly there. We have no, a lot of people think Yuumu is the villain on the poster. So we've got no idea what role Yumu is going to be playing.
Exactly.
So you have two of the four characters. And then Asaka.
They some question marks regarding. Yeah.
Asaka chose not to destroy Monster Reborn.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying here. Like, this almost seems
too good to be true.
Perfectly serene. Yeah. And we've experienced it with openings in JJK.
We've experienced
this in different animes where it's like this situation seems almost too good to be true.
Well, even JJK endings where they're all hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, think about the ending for Shibuya, the characters that were in it.
Yeah.
Think about the end of Shibuya.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, we've seen it. You just bring up JJK.
Yeah, that's like, why. That's why, though. You know, because, like, this seems...
Yeah, it's like almost like this can't happen.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And that's why I'm like, this raises some question marks in terms of where that's going.
It's like a very, like, well-presented, visually appealing ending.
Almost intentionally.
Right, but it's not reality.
Exactly.
Especially for Yuumu and potentially for Yuna, and then Asaka made the decision, we're not destroying Monster.
I think all of our core girls could be getting into some trouble here in this season.
Yep.
Why not?
100%.
Especially, like three off the bat, right? Three pretty much off the bat. Yumu's MIA because of some portal. One decided not to destroy like one of the most dangerous cards in the universe right now. And the other is, you know, desperate to reconnect with someone who is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great point.
So I think, and then maybe we throw Rovine in the mix, get her into some trouble, and I think we have like a weird juxtaposition between what's happening in reality and what we're seeing in the ending.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. But, you know, at its core, but at its general viewpoint, it is an ending dedicated to the girls of Go Rush.
Yes, definitely.
The best girl cast from a quality and quantity standpoint in all of Yu-Gi-Oh!
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So that is that's an awesome thing. Neanderstar is another one that I didn't even name before.
You
that some people love.
Name, I don't even remember her name. Mimi's descendant.
Oh, Manya?
Manya, thank you.
There are some people that love Manya.
Unfortunately.
Oh, God. So, but that's what I mean, right? Like, I look at Sevens. Even look at Sevens. You had Roman and Asana were very good. Gohei Yuka, maybe? I mean, I can't really think of who would
Yuka's
be third.
Yuka's, like, cool, but, like...
Yuka's cool, but I don't think she's at the level of the four in the ending.
Not even close, no. Two duels twice and doesn't really do much.
Outside of that arc, really nothing. Yeah.
That duel is really cool.
Yeah. But then, like, you look at 5Ds. Aki and then Sherry. Oh. Sure. Vrains is, you know, once you get past like that second girl,
Vrains drops off a cliff. Yeah,
and these are four girls that have been solid to very good for a lot of people, or even decent to very good. And like, there's other girls that aren't even in the ending that you can name four or five off the bat.
Yeah,
and it's like there's people that love those characters. So
I agree. Yeah,
yeah, man, it's cool to see. And listen, if we're ever going to get a girl lead, it's going to be the studio. I mean, but even if we never get it, what they have done for the girl Yu-Gi-Oh! Character is just tremendous. And it's something that 5 years ago, I never would have thought was even remotely possible.
No. Yeah.
You know? So it's hats off to them for really investing in the girl character, especially outside of the damsel in distress brainwashing.
Yep.
You know, let's just have one, maybe two girl characters that are somewhat competent duelists.
Yeah.
And fodder them to the villains, and that's that. So, but they've broken the mold on that, which is really cool. So, it's tough to say which one you prefer, but you prefer the ending?
I prefer the ending. Yeah. I think both.
I say it's tough because we don't see the full opening visuals.
Right. As it stands, both audio and visual, I prefer the ending.
I agree.
I do like the song for the opening.
Me too.
It's theatrical. It's fun. It's upbeat. Like, it really, it drives, right?
Yeah.
You feel like we're going to get some cool visuals out of it. But I just, something about the song for the ending, I'm like, this is really good.
I will say the song for opening three and this probably isn't a great thing. It reminds me of the song we just had in opening two.
Yeah.
Aren't they very similar?
They're very similar.
With
it's like
Rush.
It does the same thing.
Go Rush. Yeah, it's just very. And I didn't love opening two, as you know. So I do like opening three more, but I worry that it will kind of like grow more negatively on me. It's just not my style. That's more like poppy, and it's just not my style.
I agree.
Of preferred music.
I mean,
so.
It's just funny because the ending is probably the poppiest, but it's in a very different way.
Yeah.
Very different way than the others.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, I mean, we could. I'm trying to think if there's really anything else to touch on in this episode.
The episode's fairly straightforward. Like, we're not. We can obviously.
There's a lot of comedic. I mean, there's more comedy. There's not as much for us to dissect into.
Exactly. There wasn't a lot to dissect.
Right. Because it was the mystery character who you believe is this character on the
poster. I'm almost positive of it.
I would agree with you.
The hair. Yeah, the hair is identical.
I would need to see the character again, but I would probably agree with you there.
Unless it's a. Not a hologram per se, but like a visual representation of him without him actually being there himself.
Oh, that would be cool.
Like sort of him casting an avatar in a way.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's
but
possible.
Like that's the furthest I can imagine it being from him.
Yeah.
Because it's either him or it's a version, like a thing in his place.
Yeah, I see. I definitely get what you're saying. And I'm trying to think if there's anything, I mean, besides CPT, which we already talked about, there really wasn't much.
Yeah, the fact that watching the episode made me very hungry.
No, me too, dude. Yeah, dude. That's crazy. As I'm watching in the watch along, I'm like, man, I'm starving.
Dude, you know all that curry bread? They're loving it at first. They're loving it. And then they start talking about other foods.
Yeah.
Because they're sick of curry bread.
Yeah.
Which, granted, sure, but I think it's fantastic.
Well, you know what's funny? When I worked at Villa Pizza, which is no longer with us, unfortunately. But
they're reopening in a different capacity, right?
One of the brothers, but that's a rumor that's been going on for 2 years. I heard from a decent source. It's not going to
come happen. On, dude.
Anyway, worked there for like 8 years.
Yeah.
And every night, there were some weeks where, you know, in 2013, 2014, before all of this, I worked as a driver 6-7 nights in a row.
Yeah.
It was a summer broke college student, I just worked. And they would always give you some free slices.
You probably had that 7 days a week.
Dude, and you know what? I always had a plain slice.
Wow.
And they would always rip me for that. It wasn't that I was eating pizza every day of the week. It was that I would always get a plain slice. And then I had ventured into more like, you know, the Sicilians, the great grandmas, the L&Bs, which is you put the cheese on the bottom, sauce on top.
Oh, dude.
I experimented a little more. Anytime they had like peppers and onions, I'd throw a slice in. It's whatever's left over at the end of the night.
But you can't throw down another slice the way you can a plain slice.
No, you can't. And like that's the thing, you know. And then when you leave the shift for the night, you make your own box. So if they have a leftover pot, you throw everything in, and then I have that for the next day, even if I'm not working.
Yeah.
There were times where I ate pizza. I'm not even kidding. Like 10, 11 days in a row,
that's
and I
crazy.
Never in my life got sick of it. So I'm watching them. I'm watching them chow this curry bread down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I liked curry bread the way I like pizza, I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, I
could eat pizza. I think for breakfast, lunch, well, for lunch and dinner. For a very long
we
time.
We can make like a Nutella pizza, a breakfast pizza.
Pizza. Nutella pizza.
Yeah.
And not get sick of it.
Not
healthy.
Get
you get your, you know.
You very get all, healthy.
Yeah, Nutella pizza, for those that don't know. Pizza, no sauce, Nutella, marshmallows, graham crackers.
Yeah, that's awesome, actually.
Yeah, very good.
Want to get some Nutella pizza after this?
Palumbo's has it.
Do they actually?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
All right. But anyway, yeah, the curry bread was.
But yeah, that's like the capacity of, like, that's it. We, you know, there's the funny moments, which were like the comedic moments are great. But there wasn't a whole lot to get into other than sort of trying to predict what's next.
Well, do you want to read the results of the poll, my friend? And then I'll get the summaries ready. So I'm going to get the summaries ready. Just to preface, I have not seen these summaries, even 104, which came out a few days ago. Nick T has not seen these summaries.
No. Nope. But in the meantime, let me read these results.
Yeah, please do.
And they're actually pretty close to what I would have thought. Leading the way, we have 52% good, which makes sense. It's a pretty standard episode. It's fine. Like we said, it's fine.
Highest good percentage we've had in a very long time. But that's because the end of season two was just a banger after banger after banger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
28% decent,
which is
probably the highest decent in a while as well.
Yeah, well, this is going to be the lowest great in a very long time.
Yeah, it's 13% great.
Oh, my God.
Fairly low. And then 5% bad, which, you know.
High for bad, too. I mean, I'll be totally honest. I'd vote good. There's no way I'd vote great.
I would not vote great.
Yeah.
I actually voted good myself, and I really meant to vote decent.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it's kind of in between. Like,
yeah.
With four, it's hard to... With four options, there's really no dead middle. And I probably would have voted it dead middle. Like a 5.5 out of 10, which I know is not numerically halfway. But, yeah. You know, it's... If you're looking on... It's, yeah, scales are kind of weighted like that. Yeah, I don't know. So that gives us what? Between good and great, 65%. Fairly low.
Yeah, 65%. That's definitely the lowest that we've had in a long time. But you know what? How did I start this episode? How did I start the episode? I said it was fine.
Yeah.
It was what it needed to be.
Yeah. Exactly.
It wasn't bad. Yeah. It doesn't make me fear for the season.
No.
It doesn't
make
me fear for the arc.
Not in the slightest.
You know, it's exactly what it's
every arc starts
it's how
like
it's how I felt after Epoch Otis. Yeah. You know, it's how season
Swirly
two
Otis.
Started. Swirly Otis. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You
really? They're like this to you.
I know. They're like interchangeable. What am I doing? It's like the fourth time I've said Epoch Otis.
Yeah.
Now of Epoch and Otis duel.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. For me. I'll tell you that.
If Otis shows up and duels Epoch of all people, dude, I'd be pretty disappointed.
Yeah, that's what exactly.
I will say to Epoch's credit, Epoch... was not annoying at all to me in this episode.
No.
I think the only thing that annoys me about her character is the cheating aspect.
And I think not for me, but I get what you're saying.
Oh, it's the... Epoch was very annoying for me this episode.
Yeah.
Epoch, right. I only like doing that when Dredger's
and
here.
And it really grabs him the wrong way, which I think is hilarious.
The joke there is obviously Epoch talks backwards.
Yeah. But this time, actually, I think the reason I wasn't annoyed with Epoch is even though she's, you know, called Yuhi an idiot... Which that really just gets under my skin when she keep calls everybody idiots. But she said exactly what she meant. She said, it's only been 3 hours. We can literally see Earth.
Yeah, you're right.
I was like, oh, yeah. She just spoke normally.
You're right.
Wow.
It's only been 3 hours. Yeah. Man, I wish we could still see Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, we can't even see Earth, idiot. And then it'd be like, we literally can.
Yeah,
she's talking
yeah.
backwards. But she spoke exactly like she should have. So, you know what?
Progress. Now, if she duels, she just can't cheat. Now, people have theorized...
She can't move without cheating?
She can't... No.
Oh, sorry.
People have theorized because of the gravity, she won't be able to cheat accurately in space with the dice rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So, I feel like it gives her a better opportunity to cheat.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. Are there no bounds to her cruelty? All right, I'm getting these summaries ready for you guys. Want to thank you guys, as always, for being here. Let me get this. Beautiful. I'm actually going to... intro this for a video as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do whatever you got to do, man. You can double up on content. That's cool. I'm cool with that.
Hey, that's funny.
That's fun. You goofy for that. I miss the guys, man.
What, just me and you is getting quiet?
No, not at all. I think just like repeating all... We're an echo chamber is what it is.
Yeah, you're right.
So we all...
Because Dredger likes to argue with us, with me,
Pete. I don't even mean opinions. I mean like that we all parrot the same little like phrases.
Well,
and I'm like, wow, I miss my boys.
Yep. All right. All right, so we're going to do an intro for this video as if it's, you know, well, whatever. I don't know how to explain it.
You don't have to explain it.
You just summoned your mom.
Hello, everyone. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, and welcome back to another Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush episode. We are live right now talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy 8s. The summaries for episodes 104, 105, and 106 have all dropped. So we are going to read and react to them, give our thoughts on the upcoming episodes. The first batch for season 2. Very excited to see where this goes.
So excited.
I'm joined by Nick T, small crew for the Crazy 8s podcast. Thank you guys for watching. All right, so let's start with episode 104, 105. Well, we'll start with these first two. Nick T, would you like to... actually, no, I'll read them, my man.
Yeah, why don't you read them for
I will
me?
Read them. Let me just get these.
We can go back and forth if you want to.
Yeah, so you read 105. All right.
Yeah.
Episode 104, Saw Darkman. That reminds me of the Lug Man, doesn't
I
it?
I very much
Lug Man. That's definitely a reference to
it's gotta be
Luke
right.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. due to the carelessness of their traveling due to the carelessness of their new traveling companion, Valvagear CPT, Yui and company are forced to make an emergency landing on the mine planet. The impact of the landing renders their bathroom unusable. A mysterious intruder known as Sabuas then pops out of Yui's shadow. Yui has to try and hold it in as he duels against Sabuas, who's obstructing the bathroom's repairs.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know, it's my least favorite humor.
I really do hate Toilet Humor.
I hate it. It's not even like, I pretend it's not. I really don't like it.
Dude, that, again, that literally my least favorite moment of Go Rush.
My least favorite moment, I think, of in all of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, maybe.
Was that UDS.
The potty joke. Yeah, it was just
insane.
Really,
Well, we're in store for some more. Hopefully it gets better. 105, Captain Epoch. You love Epoch.
Great, dude. We're back-to-back. Oh, we're really winning season. On these. But you know what? I will say, before we move on to 105, it's just bathroom repairs. We might not get like specific toilet humor.
Yeah.
At least anything too bad.
Right. That's a positive way. And hopefully Zadarkman, it definitely feels like the Lugman.
100%.
Which was a character, of course, in Sevens. Maybe it's his variant character that can fly in space, travel in space. Very interesting.
Not impossible.
Getting him, hopefully he's cool. Hopefully he's a badass. He's going to be part of this villain team. There's still stuff to look forward to in that episode.
Absolutely.
Nick T, 105, Captain Epoch.
105, Captain Epoch. Oh, why did it? Okay, there we go. A relief package has arrived on the Valvagear. However, what the crew finds isn't supplies, but rather Monobu and Iandastar. Wow. Everyone on the Valvagear has been losing their minds from eating the same flavor of curry bread over and over again. And so, more chaos breaks out as they fight over a single sweet treat. Epoch and Monobu then duel against each other to decide who should be captain and get the Valvagear under control. We know who's winning that.
Epoch, right?
Of course, dude. Monobu is our fall guy. he's our jobber. We can now count on him to lose.
In terms of Monobu, I mean, this guy sucks.
We've got toilet jokes, and then we've got Monobu versus Epoch in 105.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what, though? I kind of don't hate it.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about that in a little bit, for sure. I do want to read 106, and then we'll, of course, talk about the episodes and whatnot.
Yes, I think that'd be great. Want me to read this one?
Yeah, you got it, man.
Okay, we have...
Excuse me?
Jesus Christ, what is going on?
Dude, what this season was unplanned.
Maybe.
I mean, that's the first thing I'm thinking.
Where are they going with this? Episode 106, The Mom is Niandastar. Udius and company visit the partner planet in search of
familiar
a method to revive the Valgirians. Cool, I like
familiarity,
that.
Familiarity, yeah.
When they investigate some ruins, they hear some voices saying, Mommy, the sources of the voices turn out to be Darkman and Blue Air, and they specifically addressing Niandastar. She refuses to accept that she's their mom, however, and begins a duel.
What? Are we supposed to know who Darkman and... I think it's Blue.
What do you mean? Of course we're expecting to know who
Darkman
is.
Darkman, right. He's 104. He's 104. Blue Air?
Blue. That'd be blue, like blue cheese. It's spelled blue.
Isn't it pronounced bleu? Like French. It's French, isn't it?
You don't have to do that.
that might be how it's intended.
No, it's not.
Well, okay. So I see Jean, right? J-E-A-N.
Jean.
Jean? It's Jean.
No, it's
bleu. I'm going in bleu.
All right, at a restaurant, do they ask you, would you like ranch or bleh cheese?
It's not spelt that way.
Yes, it is.
It's spelt blue cheese like the color.
No, it's not.
I got to look this up.
It's fine. But that,
you're right. Nick T is right. It's okay. So, okay. Either way, what is happening?
What is happening?
Now, granted, I'll say this. This is the first four episodes of a assuming 13-episode arc, 52-episode season. Mm-hmm. But we are going in a weird, weird direction.
Yeah.
Now, episode 107's title is A Greeting from the Dark. Maybe this group's power is to, like, mind F with, well, with our cast
that's
here?
That's what I'm thinking here. Like, Dark Man shows up.
Yeah.
And who knows what, you know, he's kind of tormenting in a weird way our crew on the ship.
Yeah.
And then now him and Blue Air are, like, trying to manipulate and toy with Nyandastar mentally by, like, claiming to be her children. Like, I don't know. I get, like, a bad vibe. Even though, like, this is kind of funny and weird, I get a bad vibe from them doing this. They're popping up everywhere, tormenting our crew.
I wonder if them even being at the partner planet is going to be real. That could be a total mind death.
They could not be there at all.
I mean, again, we're talking about creatures that, based on 103, are, at least Dark Man is powerful enough to fly at faster than the speed of light.
Yeah.
He's also this weird, shadowy, like Slenderman-ass looking creature. So who's to say they don't have... They also abducted Uamu like that. Who's to... Assuming it's them.
Yeah.
Who's to say they don't have the power to completely manipulate reality around them? Very similar to what Qui-Duul did in the space-time. It could be a more refined version of the space-time where they think Nyandastar is their mommy.
Well,
but
convincing Nyandastar that... Or trying to convince her that she... They probably don't think so, but they're trying to project that onto her, make her believe that she's their mommy, is what I picked up from it.
Did it have to be Nyandastar?
Yes, it did.
Do you want to... Colin's super chat is kind of fitting here. Do you want to read it?
What did he say? Mari walks around the corner. When it comes to these weird aliens, Nyandastar, you are the mother. You are the mother.
You are the mother. You know, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Nyandastar
is mommy.
I'll be honest.
Be honest.
You know, don't judge a book by its cover. I've lived my life by that motto.
100%.
But not really, because I always judge books by their cover in terms of Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush and Yu-Gi-Oh! Summaries and spoilers. And
sure.
I was the one doing cast list analysis. This guy's speaking in Arc 5, 128. That means X and Y has to have, you know, crazy shit looking back on it.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, I love doing it. I'm a little concerned by the start of this.
I'm concerned
as well. A lot of it's going to depend on how I like the character Zadark Man in 104. Because if he's like a dweeb, then I'm... What are we doing?
Yeah, and then Blue Air as well. Who knows what Blue Air is going to be like?
Yeah, blah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Are they trying to get Nyandastar to join their group? They recruited Uumu. Maybe
I don't know. Maybe join, but maybe destroy mentally.
Hmm. Well, that would be sinister.
It would be sinister.
I'd like that angle. That would be a cool angle.
I'm getting the sense that there's a lot more at play than what we're reading in the summaries.
I agree, because you can't take too much from three sentences about an episode.
True.
Captain Epoch 105, there are a lot of characters back on Earth that I wouldn't mind seeing joining our crew.
Yeah.
Manabu and Nyandastar are not necessarily two of those characters for me.
One of those two.
Nyandastar?
Yeah.
I mean, Manabu, I guess he's got,
like,
the most
jokes aside,
to improve on.
He does.
So, like, maybe he'll start his redemption arc.
This late.
Better late than never, right? Yeah. But Manabu joining the team and dueling Epoch,
I don't know.
Doesn't excite me too much.
But the idea that... I mean, why them? Not, like, literally why them. Not in terms of writing, but in terms of what's going on in our story, why them? Like, why are they sending...
Nyandastar.
But they didn't know they were going to the partner planet until 106.
Yeah. Well, they did it because I feel like they've always been kind of, like, around our crew the most.
But, like, to not go on the ship to begin with and to be rocketed to our team in space as part of a relief package? I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems interesting.
It does.
And then convenient that then now we're going...
Who also made the decision to launch them?
Exactly.
Was it maybe like Blue Air?
I swear to God, dude. I don't know. I just think.
No, you know.
You can't take too much on face value.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Are Monobu and Nyanistar really Monobu and Nyanistar?
It is. It's just funny reading this because my first instinct was, man, they did not plan this. Even taking the 1 week break between seasons, I'm like, man, they're running, they're scrambling.
Oh God,
I don't believe that. I have more faith in the studio than that, so I'm not actually worried about that. Mm. But it could be like a little bit of rough treading before we get to some really cool stuff. Mm. But this is four episodes. It is what I've seen. You know, Quaidul Space Time was brutal the first 8 or 9 episodes.
Yeah,
and then when Quaidul started dueling, it's like, oh shit, this is cool.
They're taking this
so
seriously.
So it's going to take a little bit.
But I would like to see, and maybe this is me kind of getting, you know, crack theory, you know, minded. But I would like to see, and I believe it's some kind of sci-fi trope, and that we've already sort of established here with the, you know, CPT being created and is now like a character in this mess, but we're like not trapped, but we are traveling on some kind of spaceship.
Yeah,
the idea of having unwelcome guests
is exciting.
Not just by Darkman, but like it's hard to take on face value who, you know, is showing up on the ship is exactly who they say they are.
Do you think they could try to maybe reenact Alien, a very famous movie?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Because they had unwanted guests on their ship.
Exactly what I'm saying.
And
like
it
that
didn't
idea.
Go well for them.
It didn't go well for them. But the idea of that, like, yeah, 100%, it did not go well for them. But, like, you know, these two people that, like, oh, we're your friends. We're showing up on your ship.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And the Dark Man, it's just easier off the tongue. He reminded me a little bit of like Slenderman, the way that he was like presented in the preview.
Like
shapeshifter. Well, he's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, basically.
So
he literally lifted from a shadow.
Yeah, if he's a shapeshifter, what can happen? What other powers him and his crew have?
I think a lot.
Now, who do you think, Nick T? Here's a good question for you.
Yeah.
Who do you think is Bleu Air? Right? Do you believe it's someone on this poster?
Yes, 100%.
I have a guess.
I think it's someone on the left. The far left.
My guess is actually... Hold on, let me get rid of these real quick. I think it'll look better. What's he cooking? Assuming Bleu Air is one of these four...
Yeah.
It's weird because the blue character is
the
Dark Man, so it can't be him. I believe it's the girl. I think it's the girl.
We also
Bleu,
know,
isn't like Bleu like a lady's name, a more like a feminine name?
Bleu Air sounds feminine to
me. Right.
We also don't know what the deal is with that green character. We don't know if that's a guy or a girl.
No, that's very true. That's very true. It's very true.
I mean, maybe it looks... I don't know. It's hard to say.
No, you're right. It is impossible to say.
I think it's the green.
I think it's the short red
character. I can see that, but I think it's the color we're putting. Maybe I'm putting too much stock in the colors, but that color doesn't give me.
Well, what does bleu mean? Does it mean blue in French?
Yeah.
Because what does azul mean?
Azul is blue in Spanish.
Okay, that's where I was wrong. Okay, well, thank you for correcting me, because I didn't think that bleu meant blue in French. I thought azul was blue, but clearly I'm getting my languages mixed up. Now, that being said, the blue character, again, it can't be him. It can't be the Dark Man.
No.
So unless it's totally different.
Hold on.
Maybe it's not. Maybe that's not the Dark Man.
Maybe this goes back to what I said at the beginning of our episode, that this could be a sort of shadow cast by one of these characters. The Dark Man might not be even one of these.
You're right.
Rather, the shadow cast by one of these, making the guy on our right Bleu Air.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well said.
You know, like that Bleu Air could be the one casting the Dark Man shadow.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see where these summaries take us, where these episodes take us as we kick off Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush Season 3. But guys, thank you so much for watching. Leave all your thoughts and theories on these upcoming episodes down below in the comments. Thank you for joining me, Nick T. Thank you for watching, and I hope you have an amazing day. Take care, guys.
Don't go anywhere.
All right, don't go anywhere. That was just for the video. It was just for the video.
I forgot we were doing that.
Yeah, so very, very interesting.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm not feeling great about the summaries, but it's way too early.
It's way too early.
It's way too early, but I wasn't expecting Manabu to be back with us so quickly. I wasn't expecting... I mean, the mommy Neanderstar stuff seems interesting.
That's what I mean, yeah.
We got to see Neanderstar in human form again.
We do. That this is her normal form.
Now, she's going to be in that form, and the Dark Man and this other character are going to be actively calling her mommy.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Now, that feels intentional. Right? But, I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I mean, this is crazy, dude. Now, that I'm looking forward to.
I agree. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
I gotta tell you, man. We'll see. Don't judge a book by its cover. I always say that. It's very important.
No,
and,
I agree. It's
way
too soon to tell. I think there's more going...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. If these four episodes truly suck, we still have 9 more of this arc.
Yeah, which, again, we've started other arcs... kind of on the, you know, like on the fence. Like, what's really going on here? Like, are they going to get this show on the road?
Yeah.
And then they've redeemed it. So, you know.
100%. Yeah. 100%. I'm not too worried. And the power of this new group and the influence of this new group and the goal of this new group is fascinating enough to keep me very interested. Even if the summaries feel like it's going in a very weird, unpredictable, maybe even uninspiring direction.
Sure.
I think there's way more to these episodes than the summaries. And so for that reason, yeah, stuff to be excited about for sure.
Certainly.
Let me grab a water real quick.
Yeah, you go get a water, man. You're really putting him back. Huh? Home? Dill's a thirsty guy. He's hydrating appropriately, so I'm proud of him.
Yeah, I went to Monday Night Raw, as you know.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. We have to talk about
and
that.
And I, like, actually was screaming and...
As one does at Monday Night Raw.
When I have any vocal hoarseness, I just don't stream at all.
Sure.
Which is a different approach than pre-surgery. But, you know, when I went through my surgery, my rehab, I learned that when your voice is hoarse and you don't really have a voice, I'm sure you know this being a musician, it's because your vocal cords are hemorrhaging. Your vocal cords are bleeding, which sounds gross.
Yeah. It's definitely worse than it sounds, but
it's
also
definitely
not great.
It sounds a lot worse than it is.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sounds
yeah,
a lot worse
than it,
than
is.
It means.
Yeah.
And your vocal cords are hemorrhaging because hemorrhaging just sounds like a scary word.
Yeah.
When you have a hoarse voice or a raspy voice, if you continue to talk and project and try to, it not only makes it worse, that's how a polyp can very easily form because the vocal cords don't heal up properly.
Yeah.
So whenever I have any sort of raspiness, which I did last night, I just have to cancel everything.
Yeah.
I err on the side of precaution now. But yeah. Hydration's important for the throat.
Always.
Know, water, yeah. As you got to take a swig, you know. All right. Want to do some super chats, donations?
That'd be great.
Cool.
You should start us off.
Of course. Crystal Colden, thank you for the 21 months. Happy birthday to Yuhi.
Happy birthday!
Wow, it's the twins' birthday.
Yep. Today. Happy birthday to Yuhi and Yuamu.
Wow.
Since their birthday falls on the 10th of April.
Very
exciting.
I like that.
Yeah. We're not going to sing for them because they're not,
not
you know, real
people.
But,
but not, you know,
we did play the happy birthday sound. Yeah. So happy birthday to Yuhi and Yuamu. Crystal, thank you for the 888 donation. Thank you so much, Crystal. Is it a bad thing that the totality of the solar eclipse was miles better than this episode? Because Sweet Celestia, what even was this episode? If they are trying to keep me watching, it's not working. Well, I'll say first episode, I said
it
was fine.
Harsh,
I didn't think it was great or anything. You know, first episode of a lot of these arcs and seasons are more on the slow side.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, there's two things at play, right? I think they want to ease you into a new season. I don't think they want to keep the level at the same hype that the season finale was at. They want to give you kind of time to breathe, settle in, decompress. Now, the extra week in between doesn't really help with that because that week helps us kind of decompress.
Sure.
So it wasn't necessarily like worth waiting a week for this episode in any way.
Certainly not. But
certainly
like,
not. But, you know, this season and this arc is going to be defined by a couple of things. More the arc than the season. How good the villains are.
Of course.
And Yuumu. Yeah. Those are going to be, I think, the two biggest factors in this arc and maybe in how this season is going to play out. I didn't think we'd get either of those elements in this episode. We didn't.
Yeah.
I think the next month, even to mid-May, that will be very indicative of where this season is going to head.
Yeah.
And where this, or how this arc is going to feel, you know?
Yeah, it's too soon to tell, but I think, yeah, once we get to that point, we'll really get, you know.
And as for eclipse photos, I got to disagree with you, Crystal. I mean, I didn't even see the eclipse. So for me,
I did, at least where we were, like, you could see it, but, like, it was kind of cloudy above, at least where I was, and, like, so sometimes you could see it, sometimes you couldn't. I had the glasses and whatnot.
Yeah, I had the glasses, but I couldn't really see, so I took them off, and I was looking without the glasses, and I saw a little better, but I didn't really see much.
Yeah, I still can't see much after that.
Then I got the magnifying glass. Yeah.
I had a friend who drove up, like, all the way to upstate New York or Vermont, somewhere, yeah, and used, like, a professional camera and really got some great photos of it, but... We weren't in the line for this. He took your pictures.
We weren't in the line.
We were in the line for maximum coverage there. You could see the totality, but you know, it's not great.
Yeah, but I assume if it was beautiful, probably better than the episode. I mean, it's an eclipse.
I mean, yeah,
the episode wasn't special.
It's a rare occurrence.
But I don't think this episode was to keep people watching. I will say that.
No, yeah.
I think this episode was what these season startups and the first arcs episodes always are.
Yeah.
Slow.
Yeah.
Not much going on.
And it eases us into what's next.
Yeah, I think the hooks. And they also assume if you've watched 102 episodes, you'll stick around.
Yeah.
They don't need to
sell
you on 103. I think the hook is, again, going to be with this villain group coming up.
Yeah, without
for sure.
A doubt.
Curry Ignis, thank you for the $2 donation. Haha, suck it, Bowman. Suck it, Divine Ignis. Curry Ignis supremacy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's. I kind of like the one
eye. Is that what this is? The Curry Ignis? Is that what this is?
I like that. I think we call it the Curry Ignis.
CPT is the Curry Ignis. Yeah. I'm fine with that. Yeah. CPT is the Curry Ignis. Yeah.
I confirmed in Garrosh.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. Well, that's something. Mitsuko is lonely. Thank you for the $2 donation. With the bakery mentioned and Zuijo Dinhua and Muda gone, does that mean Mitsuko is now the owner of the bakery? Guess she got the business and the will. There was probably no will, but she probably forcibly took the business.
From who?
Because nobody else was claiming it. Zuijo.
But not forcibly.
Not forcibly. Well, maybe the town of Matsuba says, hey, you're not the rightful owner. And she says, oh, hell no, I am.
Yeah.
You know? I could see her and Asaka getting into a fight over the logistics of who owns the bakery, whether it goes to the state or whether it goes to a private ownership.
Yeah, no.
That's something that Asaka...
It was not written.
That's a trait of Asaka that, I really dislike.
Yeah.
That, like...
She likes to crush small
corporate
businesses.
Greed trait.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, it's like, ugh.
Really. I mean, it's a flaw of her character, which I do like.
It's intentionally a flaw
of
her
character.
Yeah,
of course. But that corporate greed, man. Crazy. Natalie's Cyber Tips. Hopefully we see Mitsuko soon. Yeah. Natalie's Cyber Tips. Thank you for the $4 donations. So Dylan and Nick T would be able to rank the following in terms of threats to society.
Okay.
All right. Otis.
All right.
The WannaCry computer virus.
Can you spell that?
WannaCry. WannaCry. I don't know what that
is. Literally WannaCry.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
The Black Dahlia killer.
Huh?
The Knights of Hanoi, Jean-Michel Rager, or the Black Plague. I mean, one of those.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. Let's before we rank these.
I'm seeing all at Yu-Gi-Oh anime groups, and then I just see the Black Dahlia.
The Black Dahlia murder.
Yeah, that was a very real.
Very real thing. Very extremely gruesome.
Yeah.
But also, we have no idea who it is or how many confirmed kills they have. So technically, only one person died.
I will say,
so I rank that pretty
threats
well.
To society. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Threats to society.
I mean, the Black Plague is
Black
number one.
Black Plague is
it
number
wiped
one.
Out,
it almost
like,
killed the world.
Yeah, wait.
Dude.
I'm gonna
I think it wiped out two thirds of Europe.
I think that's Yeah, yeah.
Two-thirds of Europe. That's, I don't know why I'm laughing. That's horrible.
That's horrible.
It's terrible.
What's wrong with you?
No, just because it's, I'm laughing because it's so like hard to even comprehend something like that happening. Black Holy Plague, shit. And then I'll put Jean-Michel Rage
right under the Black Plague.
Yeah, and then I'll put the Black Dahlia, Knights of Hanoi, and then Otis.
Yeah,
I don't think Otis was a threat to society. I think he,
I don't.
I don't. Well, I think about it. Without Otis, do Rush Duels ever happen? Without Otis, does Yu-Gi-Oh! Sevens ever happen?
But he almost killed multiple children.
That's after the fact. Without Otis, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. I also think that's a different Otis. So the one she's referring to is different than the
How do you know which one she's referring to? She's referring to the
She's
threat.
Referring to the original Otis, who I think had good in his heart. I think he was a good guy.
I just want to say, between around 50 million dead from Black Plague, killed roughly 30 to 60% of the European population, as well as approximately a third of the Middle East.
And it started because of a rat.
Some rats, yeah. Fleas on rats, yeah.
Oh, God. What is it? Is that the common cold? Is that true that it's the common cold?
No, it is not the common cold.
Okay.
It's the bubonic plague.
I don't know why I thought...
Not even close.
I pretty concretely remember one of my teachers saying, and you remember the Black Plague?
Hey,
modern medicine. That's now the common cold.
No, it's not.
Crazy. is that what, is that your number one ranking?
Well, it's pretty close up. It's up pretty up there with Jean-Michel Rouge, I think.
Well, I had him second.
I don't know. Like, it's a toss-up. Almost reset the entire world.
And both were horrible for Europe because Jean-Michel Rage was representing France in Arc 5. Faith, right? It's a French name.
It's a French ass
so
name.
So both were too bad for Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no context for Jean-Michel Rage, so I don't know Hanoi, Knights of Hanoi or him in terms of threat. But the play, suffice to say, my play is number one. Thank you very much, Natalie.
Natalie, that was a hell of a question.
That was a great question. That was a really good
Holy.
Question.
Also, I finally won. Dylan is going to be building Code Talkers in May. I'm going to refine my
good
Code
job,
Talker
dude.
Deck. Natalie donated very generously. She's, I feel like every stream I've done, Natalie has donated for the last like year and a half.
Seriously.
So, Natalie, you're great. And yes, Code Talkers in May. Absolutely. Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie Kaslana, thank you for the very generous $30 donation. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jamie. Appreciate you using the link as well. What's up, Dill? This is the second episode of Girl Rush I've watched up to date. Jamie binged the whole show to catch up before the season 2 finale.
Oh, yeah. My God.
How cool is that?
That's incredible.
Very incredible. And I think I'm finding the new deck CPT used very interesting. Might be my favorite in all of Go Rush. Messing with your opponent's deck is so interesting. No, I'll be honest with you, Jamie, and I don't know if you were here in the beginning. I praised the hell out of that deck. I love
cool.
that deck. I love that playstyle. I love being able to see what cards my opponent is using and what cards they have set. It's really cool. I think it was a Pegasus skill in Duel Links where after like the third turn, you could, I don't know if I'm saying the skill right. You could see all the cards that your opponent has face down because that was Pegasus, you know, with the Millennium Eye.
Of course.
That was like one of my favorite skills
I
to
love
use.
I love that so much.
I think that was, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was the skill. I think that's how it worked. After like a certain turn, you could see all the cards your opponent had face down. That was probably still my favorite skill, Jamie. So yeah, I absolutely loved, loved this deck.
Yes.
Crystal, thank you for the $2 donation. 104, huh? And Kingdom Hearts flashbacks. 105, if she cheats, I am not liking Epoch ever.
Sure. I mean, sure, yeah. Hey, listen, I'll get on board with that.
We're the two, I think we're the two most, the two people on this podcast that like Epoch the least, I think.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I mean, I agree with
that's
that.
A great time for Crystal to write that donation in.
Oh, yeah, they write today? Yeah.
I'm not going to defend Epoch.
You're in good company.
Now, some might say, well, Epoch's young.
She's a child. Yeah.
She's a child.
Yeah, I know. I just remember I wasn't that dumb as a kid.
Listen, I sure hope Epoch cheats in 105. And if Epoch doesn't cheat, I'll be very happy. Do it right.
No, the second one kind of threw me off a little bit.
If Epoch doesn't cheat, I'll be very happy. If Epoch cheats, I'll be very mad. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, but like,
two negatives in one sentence, that's the issue.
Yeah, that is. Okay, I don't think she would have done that.
So you're saying that my sentence construction is too dumber. Good. Oh, no. Too good. Yeah. Okay, good save there. I appreciate that. Crystal, and then 106. Okay, I have heard of Weirder. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's Mommy Neanderthal. 107 title, more Kingdom Hearts flashbacks. And what is that greeting from the dark? So we didn't really touch on that too much, Nick Tate. No,
we have not
one.
Much to go on, except maybe
Dark
Men and, you know.
Why are all these still
here? Dark Men.
Yeah, I mean, I still, and Crystal, thank you for the donation. I mean, I still view that as the Dark Man.
Yeah. An enigmatic character, very kind Dark of Man,
very... Well, what if they're all, like, dark? Like, what if that's, like, the theme of the name theme, you know? Because,
which tracks? I mean, the darkness is what kind of snatched up Yumu.
Yeah. Because if this has to do with Saw Dark Man, he's going to debut in 104.
Yep.
He's going to probably be around in 105. He's going to play a big part in 106 with Mommy Neanderthal. And then he's going to send a greeting in 107. We've already seen him, right?
Yeah, it might be someone new.
Unless it's not actually him and the shadow is him casting,
right,
which you've theorized.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very interesting. That's the thing, Crystal, and everyone watching. Like, the summaries are kind of weird. This episode is what it was for, you know, it was fine. Wasn't anything special. These characters are so intriguing to me.
Yeah.
And
very
that's intriguing. What has me hooked right now on this season. And where the hell's Yuumu, of course?
Yeah,
the big question.
The big question.
The big question. We've got some super chats as well.
Oh, we sure
And
do.
Again, thank you to everybody who's donated and super chatted. It is always incredibly appreciated.
Oh, Dylan, you're a genius.
Judge is always here in spirit.
Yeah. We have $2 from Stinkfly.
Thank you, Stinkfly.
So YouTube hates curry bread for some reason.
Yeah, this was the episode. You know, it stinks. I really don't know what we're going to do with those watch-alongs. Could do them on Twitch. That might be the play to stream them on Twitch.
Not a bad idea.
You know, so I do stream on Twitch Super Deep Route. That's usually not Yu-Gi-Oh! Stuff, although I do some simulcasts.
You had it some time. I mean, you did an Arc 5
watch-along. I did an Arc 5 watch-along for a while. Yeah. So that might be the move. Might be what we have to do. You know, I love that segment. I think it allow, you know, there's people that have commented and said, hey, I keep up with Go Rush through those watch-alongs.
Sure.
I've seen a lot of people say that.
It's a good place for discussion while the episode is
starting. Yeah, and like knowing if I stop, there might be people that stop watching the show,
sure.
You know,
yeah,
which like
that,
you know, I don't want that. So, yeah, I got to think about it.
Definitely.
We'll figure something out. Yeah. We're definitely not canning it.
No.
But thank you, Stinkfly.
We have $5 from Ice Aiden.
Ice Aiden. Bum bada bum bada bum bum bum. Pressure. Ice Aiden, thank you.
There we go. Very nice. He said, hello, Yugi Bros. I was thinking about the song and how we've been messing it up lately. And we need to get back on track with that. Hello, Yugi Bros. It was an okay episode, but now WrestleMania was great. Goodbye, Tribal Chief. The American Nightmare has finished the dream.
And that first celebration on Raw. Whoa! I'm right there. Me and Dredger and Pete, we're all there. We're right there in the background of the shot.
Yeah, I saw it.
He does the whoa, and we're right behind him. Immortalized, man.
I saw someone ask, and I
yeah, WrestleMania was the best WrestleMania I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was incredible.
It was amazing.
I saw someone ask, and now I got to know.
Mm-hmm.
There's that picture of you reaching out for a high five from Punk. Did he get you, or did you whiff?
I touched the back of his hand with the back of my hand.
That counts.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, I touched the back of his hand with the back of my hand.
He basically dapped you up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Wow. Yeah.
I love Punk, dude.
Yeah, man. I was wearing a shirt, but there was a little kid who had the X's on the wrist and the old white CM Punk shirt. And, like, Punk, he was too over for me, and Punk saw him and took a picture with him. And then the kid was, like, crying hysterically because he was so happy. Yeah.
When
me and Dredger saw that kid, Dredger goes to me and he's like, Punk's definitely taking a picture with that kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, 100%. I'm happy he did.
That's
I'd rather the kid get the picture than me, you know? Yeah. So.
For those who are wondering, that he wasn't at WrestleMania, he was at the next
WrestleMania was way too expensive.
Oh, dude,
way too
expensive.
Even if
it wasn't our own backyard.
And
basically.
I also like getting together with some friends and like watching.
It's a more communal
thing. Yeah. So, you know, would have been cool to be there, how good it was, but Raw after Mania was enough for me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We have 39 months of Obelisk Blue membership from Elaine.
39 months. That is a long time. That is
over three years.
Wow. 3 months. Elaine, thank you so freaking much.
And she said, hi, Dylan and Nick T. Hey. Good episode. Udius's fusion monster was cool. I hope the end of the opening doesn't mean Udius won't be able to revive the Valgarians. That's how it looks.
Well, the very last shot of the opening, I know what Elaine's talking about. I mentioned it to you when we watched it. I said, oh, Valgir is just, like, out.
Yeah.
Like, and that's very out of place for that ending. There's got to be a deeper meaning to that.
That's what I'm saying,
man. It's like...
Something's weird about
it. Yeah, a dichotomy, right, where everything's good and beautiful and happy with these four characters, and then you get reminded at the end, like, yeah, all these Valgarians are still dead.
Yeah,
That's what it feels like.
That's what it feels like.
No, the ending, I think, is super deep. Mm-hmm. I really do.
I think she was referring to the end of the opening.
Oh, the end of the opening. Okay, because
I agree.
There is that shot with the Valgarian
right
ship that's out cold. Yeah.
I very much agree with that.
But end of the opening.
What's that last shot?
Either way, I'll be honest with you, Elaine. I didn't pay a crazy amount of attention to the opening because I'm assuming it's going to change. But Nick T, why don't you pull up that final shot of the opening? We'll take a look. But I immediately went to the final shot of the ending, which shows the ship, you know, being on the ground and out, right? And it's such a contrast to everything
it is
in that ending visually. So very, very fascinating. But Udius, I think, will be able to revive them, Elaine. I really do. But I think it's going to be a little bit of time before he does.
I agree, yeah.
We're getting to the opening.
All right, come on. Oh, it's him staring at the sky. It's that shot.
Oh, it's him in the flower field staring alone. It's funny. As Nick T sees those girls.
Come on, they drew those girls very intentionally.
That's how they're drawn, man.
Yeah. I don't know if that's reused or not, but there's a lonely vibe there.
You know, it looks like the flower field, though, where Udius and Zuijo had that, like,
but
you
that
know,
could be
moment at the end of season one.
You guys tell us, is that reused?
I don't think it's reused.
If it's not, then that's a good callback because he's alone in the field.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Rather than Zuijo.
I don't think that means that they're not going to be brought back.
I don't know.
But I'll be honest, Elaine, I think it will be some time. Yeah. The whole purpose of this season... Not the whole purpose. The main purpose, and they said it at the beginning of this episode, revive the Valgarians.
Yeah.
I think they're going to find a way to do it. Yuumu's like a side quest.
Yeah.
Like, you're playing The Witcher, you're Geralt, and like the main quest on the map, find a way to revive the Valgarians. And then if you scroll all the way down your quest
Come
map,
on.
All the way down.
All the way down?
Save Yuumu.
No.
All the way down?
All the way down?
Yeah, because you got to go through all your completed side quests. That side quest basically is not popping unless you track it. It's one of those quests.
That's Yuhi's twin.
Okay. Yuhi cares more about reviving the Valgarians
than his own flesh and blood.
I genuinely believe that.
He does, probably.
I genuinely believe that. Just based on what we... And listen, does that make him a bad guy?
A little bit. A little bit.
That's kind of like... But that's like... No, right, isn't that like brother, sister, sibling, rivalry? Like,
I wish my sister was dead.
Not like that, but you know what I mean. Like, she'll figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's something to think about.
I don't know. Hard to say.
The Valgarians will be revived, but it will be a bit. It will be a bit.
It'll be some time.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That is crazy.
Some old sibling jarring, you know? Shouldn't we find you? She'll be all right. She's out there somewhere.
She's out there somewhere. That's sick. We have. I'm sorry, one sec. There we go. That. $5 from Miguel Martinon.
Miguel, thank you, Miguel.
He said, "I have returned from listening to the opening and ending, and honestly, the opening and ending since Sevens have not been comparable to 5D's through Vrain's opening and ending."
Let me. Well, that's too broad. Well, I guess the statement is from a broad brush, right?
Yeah.
In general, what's better? 5Ds through Vrain's opening and endings or 7s through Go Rush?
Right.
I mean, maybe it's because there's such a larger sample size. I would agree with that.
There is, but yeah.
But like, are there openings and endings from 7s and Go Rush that I've loved? Absolutely.
Sure.
That are on that level. But like,
I agree, yeah.
You know, 5Ds and Zexal and Arc 5, like that was like the prime Yu-Gi-Oh! You know, we had so much more,
yeah,
too.
There's a lot. Yeah.
I mean, 7's had two openings. Go Rush is going to have three openings.
It's not really a
so
fair comparison.
7's and Go Rush are going to have five openings combined.
Yeah.
Arc 5 and Zexal had six each.
Yeah. That's
six each.
Yeah.
So I just think the quantity is so much more There are some stinkers, man. Like some of those Zexal ones. I know Dualism of Mirrors people love. That's definitely like my most unpopular opinion. Dualism of Mirrors, I think, is a snooze fest. Believe in Magic, Vrain's Ending one, a lot of people like.
It's fine.
If I want to go to the club with Calibro on a Wednesday night, I'll listen to Believe in Magic. You know, otherwise I'm not listening to it. But
I do get that. Writing Life is good.
Writing Life is great, yeah. So, I would agree with that.
You translated, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Maybe we can bust it out. My whole life has been one lonesome montage.
Okay.
The problem is, you know, you got to be able to sing in that tone.
You can do it.
Remember when, you know, Calibro was trying to do it and I was like, he raps. Why, he can't sing? Isn't it the same thing? You just freaked out.
Yeah,
you were not happy with that. Yeah, I don't know.
But no, I think to say not been comparable is kind of a bold statement. I do think there, because of the sample size, there may be more that are just as good, if not better. But to say not comparable, I think, you know, this honestly, the first opening for Sevens is one of my favorite pieces of anime music, period.
Rush, 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 go, rush, rush, do. Yeah, I
agree. And this isn't to cast aside anything from other anime music, but it actually like feels like a song to me.
Here's the problem. Sevens and Go Rush have 5 openings combined, right? We just got our 5th.
Yeah.
5 Days Through Vrain's have 20.
Yeah, that's not fair.
So, like, I just feel like, of that 20, if there's 10 that are amazing, which there are, because there's a lot of good openings in that era, it's like, even if the 5 for Sevens and Go Rush were amazing, that's still double. Like, I just feel like the comparison size is big.
Yeah.
It's big. So if I had to, you know, pick, I would definitely pick the 5 Days Through Vrain's ones, because there's just more.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't say not. I wouldn't use the terminology not comparable, but
exactly.
That's
my point.
Definitely, you know, the 5 Days Through Vrain's days, especially Zexal and Arc 5, were magical.
Of course.
We didn't know how good we had it. I mean, we had an opening and ending change every 26 weeks, and now once a year, we didn't know how good we had it. But, hey, I love it.
Some shows go an entire series with the same.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, Miguel, you know, your take is definitely not invalid.
No,
to
I'm sure
me
that
at
people
all,
agree.
Because
yeah.
music is so subjective. Yeah. It is. And the Rush openings, I'll be honest, like opening 2 of Go Rush, I said I thought it was one of the weakest openings in a long time for Yu-Gi-Oh!
Sure.
Since Arc 5 opening 6, so for a while.
Yeah.
And opening 3 of Go Rush, visuals will say, but the song I don't love.
It's cool.
We were just listening to opening 1, Shinkido.
Yeah, and that song's amazing.
Love that song. Yeah. Love that opening. And then Sevens, both of their openings were enjoyable.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. Music's very subjective.
Incredibly.
This current ending, though, I like a lot. Love this current ending. You may have missed one from Electric Kevin as well.
Did I miss one?
Love the ending with our 4 main from an hour ago.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah,
it never popped for you?
Yeah, it never popped for me. Yeah, if you want to, could you read that?
Yeah. Love the ending with our 4 main girl characters. 3/4 of them, not Uemu, are in my top 10 best girls in Yu-Gi-Oh! Hopefully Uemu can make it there at some point. Yeah, Kevin. Really, really cool ending. First ending ever where it's just girls. There's no guy. You know, we've had endings, I think, of Arc 5, Ending 5. Akajina, you know, speaking where... Not speaking, I'm sorry. God, what was the name of that song? Arc 5, Ending 5. Wait, was it speaking? I think speaking was ending 4. As if you would know. Yeah. You know. I can't remember if Arc 5 ending 5 was speaking. Either way, I don't think it was. Vision. Yes, thank you. Vision, vision, vision. That song is incredible. And so we've seen endings that have a small amount of characters, right? That was Yuya. That was Gangenziga. That was Yuzu. And a lot of us were like, oh, it's the calm before the storm. And in a way it was, right? They're all hanging out. That's kind of how this feels as well with our girl characters. So, yeah, really, really cool in that regard. It's cool. And then as for, you know, Yuna's in my top 10 girls of all time. And the other 3 are borderline. They might be. I'd have to really think about it.
Sure.
Valid. Yeah, that's a list I'll definitely be redoing because there's a good chance that more than half of that list is going to be Sevens and Go Rush girls.
Yeah, which is sick. Yeah. And that's incredible.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Thank you for now.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
We have $5 from Colin Cleaves.
Think you read that one again, but
oh, it's so good you can read it again. Yeah,
it's
so good I read it. You know what? It's because I didn't pace it until after I read
fine.
It.
That's fine.
I'll read it again.
Yeah, read it.
Mari please. Walks around the corner. When it comes to these weird aliens, Nyandastar, you are the mother.
She does a backflip.
Yeah.
No, she probably would, she would be maybe upset about that.
Do you think she's an actual mother?
No.
Because we haven't talked about that. What if it's real?
I don't think so. Also, I don't believe she'd be the mother of these two characters, if
yeah.
that was the case. But she, yeah. I mean, she could be a mother, but not of these guys.
Yeah, I feel like if I don't think they'd do that. Because then you'd have to probably have... Yeah, no, I don't think they'd do that.
What are you suggesting?
No, I'm just saying, I don't think they'd do that because she's been with us so long, and then if, like, she was actually their mother, there has to be, like, a father, right? Unless the planet reproduces in a different way than how we do.
It could be parallel the Immaculate Conception.
I don't know what that is.
And the Virgin Mary becoming pregnant with Jesus.
Oh, okay. So you're saying they're going to go the route where Neanderthal is...
The Virgin Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, you heard it here first.
And in this essay, I will... Oh, that's good.
Hang on.
You good, bro?
Am I still? Oh, hold on.
You're sick.
All right, we're back on. All right.
I hope no one heard that.
No, I muted everything. Okay. I'll tell you what, though. Very exciting stuff. Colin, thank you, dude.
We have 21 months of Cypher Red membership from Rewinding.
Thank you, Angie.
Go Rush says, Happy Mother's Day on episode 106.
Wait.
That is Mother's Day weekend.
Wow. They knew what they were doing.
They're airing that Mommy, I almost said Mommy Mitsuko, Mommy Neanderthal episode on Mother's Day weekend. Mm. That's crazy. Wait, are they?
104.
No, it's a weekend early. It's a weekend early.
It's a weekend early.
Yeah, weekend early.
Well, it's one
weekend early.
It's in anticipation.
Yeah, one weekend early. Yeah, that's close enough.
It's close enough for
crazy.
Me.
Crazy.
Honestly, I'd count it. Thank you, Angie.
Thanks, Angie. Appreciate you.
We have 24 months of Cypher Red membership from Pick Rick.
Thank you, Pick the Rick.
Nyandastar's already busy babysitting Manabu. True, actually, with all his hijinks.
Yeah.
Is there a growing anti-Manabu movement in America?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen.
As there should be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I it'll be very interesting. Right. Neanderthal can't be a mother to these aliens because she's busy basically being a mother to Manabu.
This fool. So, yeah.
Let's see. Let's see what happens, man. I'm very excited to see Manabu and, well, I'm very excited to see Neanderthal. Now I'm just thinking about Neanderthal. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can't blame you for that.
Yeah, I know. But thank you, Pickrick. Appreciate it. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I just want to make sure I'm caught up. And obviously, there are more. I just want to make sure because more keep coming in. And I want to see if I've got them all. Actually, I'll just read the next one, and then I'll get back to it.
All right.
We have $5 from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Said, good time to be both a Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon fan. We just entered a new arc for Go Rush with the new opening and ending, and Tomorrow Horizons is getting a new arc opening and ending, too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've heard good things about the Pokemon show. I mean, I have not watched it, but always cool. It's always my favorite time when you get a new opening and ending. And then if you're a My Hero Academia fan like I am, I believe that starts in a few weeks. I learned a week ago the band doing the opening is one of my favorite Japanese bands, and that is TK.
Oh, who
the Tokyo Ghoul guy.
Yeah, he's really
so good.
Good.
And the opening sounds crazy good.
I have to
so
listen.
So I can't wait. So he's
is
doing
the full song out already?
No, but it's in the trailer. You can hear it in the background of the trailer, and it sounds freaking crazy. I love him. He also did a lot of Psycho Pass openings.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, dude, his voice is like one of the most unique voices.
It is.
In like at the anime opening sphere. And yeah, no, really. That's how it sounds. Yeah. And that, funny enough, like, that's like, if I had to make like a top five of my favorite, I don't even think that one's on there, even though it's so good.
There's another,
he did Catharsis for Tokyo
Catharsis
Ghoul.
Catharsis is the one I was.
The 90, I think 91
that one
Days
is Unwind
opening.
Or something like that?
Yeah, Unwind is Unravel.
Unravel.
Is the first one.
That,
but Catharsis
is
incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the 91 Days opening he did. So
incredible.
That My Hero opening is, I can't wait for it. So yeah, it's a really, really good time to be a fan of Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, a lot of shows, which is cool.
Love to hear that, man.
Yeah, really, really cool. So Kevin, thanks for sharing, and hopefully the Pokemon opening, is better than the Yu-Gi-Oh one in the sense that you get the visuals right away. You know, I'm not a patient guy, but you know.
That's okay, man.
Pink Penguin, thank you for the $2 donation. Appreciate you. I watched the episode but kind of skipped the duel. Not excited for Valvagear CPT to stick around. This episode was really cringe, to be honest, after the stellar last few episodes, frowny face. I know it'll get better, but man, this episode was hard to sit through. Yeah, I mean, listen, it definitely, I said at the beginning of the show that it was fine. I didn't think it was good or great. A lot of people vote 52% good, 28% decent, only 13% great, 5% bad. Yeah, it's exactly what we've kind of come to expect, at least what I've come to expect from season openers. Yeah, definitely downtrodden from the great season finale we got, but that is very much the structure that we've seen with these Rush Yu-Gi-Oh! They go all out for their arc finales, and then they take a while to start up.
That's how it goes.
You know, so it's kind of just sad. You know, it's unfortunately, maybe my expectations are now so low for these beginning season episodes that, like, I my bar is so low that, like, I'm like, yeah, it was fine, you know, because I'm not expecting anything. As I said, Pink, earlier, this arc and maybe season will be made by the new villains. That is what's going to dictate how good this season is.
I agree.
Zuijo was a big reason season one was great. Quaidul was a great, big reason season two was great. It's going to be the villains.
It's going to be the villains.
And we just got to hope this villainous group, if it's led by Yumu or not, steps up to the plate and nails it.
I'd like to see it. You have one from Solid Snack. And
Solid Snack, thank you for the $2 donation. Really like this episode. Honestly, glad to have a light, funny episode after the season finale. Well, there we got the other side of it.
Yeah.
You got somebody that couldn't sit through it and then someone who really liked it. Yumu being in the opening gives me so much hope we will get her back soon. I feel like that opening is placeholder except the beginning story, but we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, that is literally the duality of enjoying media, right?
That's it. Yeah. Some people...
User A who says...
Great.
They didn't like it at all. User B, who says really liked the episode, and they're glad to have a lighthearted. So you know, it's all personal opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was. And then I guess I'm in the middle, right? I didn't think.
Yeah,
it was
fine.
Yeah,
fine.
It was fine. It was fine.
I mean, I think because, not because, but I think
thank you,
we at least you know on the podcast here have come to understand or accept rather that the arcs just start this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, like, for the most part. And, like, some are going to be hot. Like,
I think this one maybe could sting you a little more because there was that week break.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're waiting an extra week, and
I
then
agree.
You get this. So.
It creates anticipation for something there is no anticipation for.
Right, right. And then the opening doesn't have, like, the real visuals, so that's a little bit of a letdown.
Right.
So I definitely can see it.
Yeah, and also, even on the grand scheme of, like, if you're comparing episode one of an arc to, you know, to each other, then maybe this ranks lower. Then I know maybe for me it probably ranks lower than some of the starts of an arc.
Certainly, yeah.
So but all opinions.
Why if you hated, like I didn't actually mind CPT, but if you really didn't like that character,
then
yeah,
it's
this
gonna
episode
be,
was
yeah,
terrible.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I liked CPT. Then I thought CPT was cool. Then I have $2 more from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kev.
Did you see all those cool new Tachyon cards?
I did, Kevin. I'll be doing a video on it, hopefully out tomorrow or Friday.
Wow.
Very, very exciting. Yeah, character from Zexal just got new support. We knew he was going to get support because he was on the pack with his monsters, but always cool when old anime decks get some support. So, yeah, saw him. Very, very cool. There's a discussion that's broken out whether they're going to be like actually competitive or not. They could be. I know Transmigration now is searchable, I believe, with the new support, that really good trap card. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if that deck ever reaches tier, but like tiered, not tier limits, but tiered play.
Yes.
Yeah, really exciting. Really exciting.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Banana bread at work. Hell yeah. Yeah.
We have $2 Canadian from Pick Rick.
Pick the Rick. Thank you, Pick.
Can't wait for the reveal of You Amin.
You.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So, Zod Darkman is like the play on the Lug Man. Do we get a play on the Yuga Man?
Maybe.
Maybe that's Yuga Mean.
Yuga.
You Amin.
You Amin. Well, You Amin would be You Amu, but mean.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Which I like.
Yumu, again, it's all going to be, did she join this group on her own volition, or was she brainwashed, gaslit, manipulated?
Well, okay.
Huge difference.
Gaslit or manipulated is one thing.
Still not great. Not as great. Bad as brainwashing.
Brainwash, I would be deeply upset.
Brainwashing and mind controlled would be horrible, but like
detrimental.
Being gaslit and manipulated
isn't great.
Isn't great. Maybe you could make it work. I think best case scenario.
Well, manipulate. I mean, they could like
manipulated it is okay
because you could say, "Hey, we'll bring back. We can
true.
We can you know do whatever. Save your lineage or whatever it was. You you know keep duels in the cards in the hands of kids. Whatever
it is that
Yuga wanted." And then she'd be like, oh, okay. But they didn't really do that. It's manipulation.
Right. You're right. That wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
Brainwash, mind control. You're right. It is two different things. That would be detrimental.
Manipulation. Yeah. Brainwash, mind control. Terrible. Manipulation. Ooh. Fine.
Yeah. It would be disastrous, I'd say.
Yeah, it would be disastrous, actually. There would be no
No, I've said it before. If Yumu was kidnapped and brainwashed or mind controlled, I think that's the end of her character.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any coming back from it.
I do think so.
Yeah,
as well.
So that's why there is a part of me that's very nervous about her and how they handle her. I think. Listen, my theory is she had some sort of insight that this thing was coming for her. I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but if that theory comes true, then there's no chance for any sort of mind control or brainwashing because she was anticipating it and she happily went.
Yeah. I agree.
So,
I would like that.
Maybe that theory was born out of copium, but
who's to say?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's just hope for the best.
And as of now, this is the last dono. It's from a 5 Australian from Electric Heaven. And he said, I also got, what is it? Oh, Roman, Asana, Tiger, and Mimi all up there in my top 5 or 15. Yeah, more than half the list are going to be Rush Girls.
Yeah. I mean
all great characters.
You know, I haven't done it. Kevin, since I did top 10 best girls, which was, I think, after Vrain's. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, Roman and Asana, I want to just think of my definites in the top 10. Roman and Asana definitely are. Yuumu, well, no, not Yuumu, I'm sorry. Yuna and Asaka are definitely, maybe not Asaka. I'm thinking about definites. There could be a lot more. Rovian is probably headed there if she's not there already. But like she's borderline. Yeah, I don't know. When it's all said and done, Yuumu is not there yet, but she very well could be.
Yeah,
it's gonna be probably half. Yeah, Tiger probably is in that conversation. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mimi, too. Mimi was good, too.
Mimi was good. We did take it for granted.
Yeah. So, crazy stuff. But, man, Go Rush Season 3 is here. I'm very excited to be back. Crazy 8s is back. Back to covering it. Jamie, thank you for the very generous donation. To everybody that donated and super chatted, thank you so much. Can't tell you how much it helps us out, how much it helps this channel out, myself out, this podcast out. Thank you. I'm going to let my friend Nick T promote any projects he's working on. Twitch.tv/Dredgenator for Dredger. Twitch.tv/CalBreezy for Calibro. And Pete, you can find him on Clueless Gamers YouTube. All those links are linked down below.
Before I do that.
Okay. Oh, my God.
$166 from that, man. Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
I'm back again. Next week, I'm ranking my picks for Protagonist Ace Monsters. Only the 2,500 attack cards, with one exception. Otherwise, the list would be as long as is. Other than my personal bias, rankings... Oh, why did it do that for me? my personal rankings are based on many reasons. I will get Karibos unbanned.
You know what's sick?
What's sick?
It's confirmed. 247 days outside of Jump Festa, the subs will once again be the That Man subs. And instead of the X through Judai and the check through Yuma, we will have a check through his favorite monster and a big fat X. Maybe we'll even draw a mustache on it his least favorite monster.
I like that.
That Man, thank you so much for the insanely, insanely, insanely generous $166 super chat. Thank you. That Man also gifted 500, 100 subs.
You okay?
It was 100 subs, yeah. I was like, he's so freaking generous. I have trouble remembering. 100 subs on a marathon stream back in January. Yes, that man, that's right. Love and appreciate you, dude. You know,
wow.
That man is one of those guys who very much like roots against me in everything that I do. In jest, I think. But at the same time, I think I know it's in jest because he's a very nice, very generous guy. And you know what? It'd be boring if I'm playing Fall Guys and everybody's rooting for me.
Or you need someone to root against
you. I need somebody to spam the hype emotes when I lose.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And that man's that guy.
He's a good guy for that.
I respect that. That man, really, really, really love and appreciate you, dude. And he said at the end, I will get Karibos unbanned.
What does he mean by that?
Karibos are banned in Master Duel.
I know, but how will he get them unbanned?
I
that's what I mean.
I don't know.
I'm curious.
I don't know. I'll have to hear his plan.
He has that kind of power? Maybe.
He might, dude. I don't know.
Who's to say?
That man, I can't unban him again, dude.
I can't.
I hate them. That man, seriously, dude. Thank you so freaking much. Thank you. Kick it off. Crazy 8 Season 3 with a bang.
I'll do my my self-promo, and then we'll read the last two donos.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's great. What's up, folks? I've got a lot of stuff going on. Not going to promote the Twitch yet, but maybe we see a return to it. I don't know when. But in the meantime, that's twitch.tv/NickFightsMoms. But got a lot of music stuff going on. Nameling album sometime this year. Fragile Homes album sometime this year. Live session next month. You can follow the link to go purchase a $30 vinyl. You choose one of the songs. We play it specifically for you. And you get that personalized vinyl. And then Mom Fight record this year. Nameling, Fragile Homes, Mom Fight, all streaming music streaming platforms, all social media platforms. Go like and follow and listen and all that stuff. Music for you all there. Your support means the world.
Please support him. Great dude. Good friend of mine. All the links are in the chat. Angie, thank you for the $5 donation. Promotion for Dredger, Saturday, April 13th, 1 p.m., Pokemon Platinum Randomized Nuzlocke returns. Very, wow. Very exciting. So Dredger returning to Twitch. Been gone for some time now. So very, very exciting. Follow him, Dredgenator, Twitch.tv. To everybody that donates, to everybody that super chats, to everybody that watches, listens, lurks, thank you so much. Did we miss one?
Yeah, from Natalie.
Oh, Natalie, thank you for the $2 donation. Hope you like my unhinged donos, Dill. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was
That's
great.
Like, turn that into a short.
I like that.
I mean, really, yeah. That was that good.
That was that good.
Bubonic plague.
That was crazy.
Oh, God. I said, yeah, it's a close.
He's close. Second.
That man, seriously, thank you. All right, you know what? Karibos unbanned.
You don't have to do this. You don't have to.
I feel bad because that was part of his donation. It was
no,
very...
he said, I will get them unbanned. He didn't say, can you please unban these?
You're right. He didn't ask.
He didn't ask.
Okay, fine.
He seems determined to do it.
Yeah.
But he didn't say.
He also said, your pride versus my money. And then I feel bad because I feel like if I don't do it, then it's going to incite him to.
But if you do it, is he buying you?
Can I be bought?
You can be bought. I know that.
You're supposed to be my friend, man. All right. You know what? I like Jamie's idea. They'll be unbanned tomorrow for the duel room tomorrow. They're unbanned for one night only. One night only. Thank you, that man. Thank you all so much for watching. This has been Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy 8s, episode 103, Vrains in Space. Thank you so much for watching. Love you all. And I hope you have an amazing day. Take care, guys.
Peace.
Good night.